August 20th, 2016. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup and relevant links for this program by visiting spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left, choose the month, year, day, and you will see the guests that I have had on, plus the guests that I will have on in the future, plus links to their websites and other interesting things that are relevant to their presentation on the program. So remember, just visit spingola.com and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for my articles regarding Sandy Hook and related topics. And I hope that you will also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, created by a dear friend and a listener. One may listen to the audio files of my programs there, as well as to the archives here at RBN. Another option is Wooly's blog, and that's wooliesblog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. You may do that by calling 800-724-2719, extension 1 or 3, or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click Donate. Or you can send a donation to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. It's not .com anymore, it's .email. Finally, after a couple of years of being hacked and receiving all kinds of junk mail and threats and nonsense and just plain garbage, finally, that's over. Okay, you can join others. And we did that. And the same person that set up SpingolaSpeaks.net also set up my email. So it's a secure server, and I just love it. So, and I love him too. He's terrific. You can join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com, and he was on the program not long ago, and it was so interesting. He's always so interesting, and given the campaign environment that we are experiencing, all the nonsense and the mudslinging and all of this, I thought we just needed to have Dave back so he could give us some sort of a commentary on what's going on and fill us in on the details, because Dave knows where all the bodies are buried and then some. Welcome, Dave.
Oh, hi. Glad to be on again.
Me too. I'm just happy to have you on. It's just a pleasure to have you on the program. I was looking at your website this morning, and I've read them before, but I think it's something that, I'll post the URL in the chat room. You have 17 techniques for truth suppression, and I so appreciate you doing this, putting this up. And there's you've actually revised the 13 techniques for truth suppression, and you've added things. You've just added to them, and I really do appreciate the 17 techniques for truth suppression, and that's a lot of people are suppressing a lot of truth.
Yeah, well, I was very pleased to see that the longtime Bill Clinton paramour, Dolly Kyle, you know, she has a book out relating her experiences with would-be first husband, first spouse, or whatever you might call him. anyway... to know him is to love him, I suppose, but but love him in one sense, but despise him in another, and despise even more his wife. But her last chapter is taken from my 17 techniques. She relates it to her own experience with the Clintons' suppression of news about various things.
Right, and she's still alive.
Finds it quite relevant.
She's still alive.
Yeah, you should get her on the program. She's been on a lot of talk shows, even Sean Hannity.
Oh,
it's Dolly Kyle. Yeah, I'm sure she'd be glad. I have her email address if you need it.
Yeah, that'd be great. You could send it to me. That'd be really super.
Yeah, but anyway, because I gave her permission to use my 17 techniques, it's her concluding chapter, and she has a lot of chapters. It's chapter 50, but the chapters are short. She gave me a free copy of her book, and I have not yet written a review of it, which I plan to do, but I did allude to it in an article a few weeks ago, which you'll see on my website. Let me see what the name of that article was. It's an intriguing title. You could never guess how it relates. Hold on, I got my thing open here. Dolly Kyle, Vince Foster, and the Ku Klux Klan.
Really? Okay, now when people visit your website, and that's dcdave.com, and the homepage of DC Dave, where are people going to find your columns under DC Dave's columns?
Yeah, well, you just go to the website, dcdave.com, and look for archive of the articles. There's archive of poems, archive of articles. They're arranged by date, so the most recent archive.
Okay.
You go to that, and you just look down, and, a few weeks ago, Dolly Kyle, Vince Foster, and the Ku Klux Klan, she has a little anecdote in her book, talk about her first experience with biased teachers. She did a high school report. She was a better student than me. I sort of prided myself in being a pretty good student. But she skipped two grades, and graduated age 16. She's now a lawyer, a real estate lawyer in Dallas.
Wow.
From Hot Springs, Arkansas, and grew up with, met Bill Clinton on the golf course when she was 11 years old.
Really?
And he was 13, I think. Anyway, she did this report on the Ku Klux Klan in Arkansas. Really, she's very proud of it. And got a C-minus on it. The teacher said, there is a known Ku Klux Klan in Arkansas. So she sort of suspected, in fact, that this teacher must be a member.
Oh, really?
She got the bad grade.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I had a similar experience, which I relate in the article. I'm giving it away here, the Vince Foster case. It was told to me by, I was told about this student at Northern Virginia Community College who had done a terrific essay and given a presentation in class on the Vince Foster case, and he'd concluded very, very well that Foster was murdered. He got an A on his paper that he had written in one class on it, and he was encouraged by that. Well, he had a public speaking class, so he figures, the assignment was to persuade the students, or to persuade your audience of a case,
a pretend case.
It's like a debating thing.
Sure. You've
got this issue you're supposed to try to persuade people. So he says, he's already got this thing in the can. He'll give the presentation persuading people that Vince Foster was murdered.
Wow.
And and half of the grade was decided by the vote of the students, and the other half by the teacher. Well, the teacher gave him a C, and the students gave him an A.
Huh.
And he didn't really understand why, except that he just said, well, he figured she was a liberal.
Uh-huh.
And he said she just was staring daggers to him throughout his presentation. And as he went to his seat, she sort of sneered at him and said, you know, I don't believe a word of that. And then
really?
She put her, yeah, well, I learned from Beth George, who's the mother of the murdered DEA informant, who had the same autopsy doctor as Vince Foster, Dr. James Beyer. I learned about this from her, and I learned who that teacher was. She was the wife of the number two guy at the FBI.
Oh, well, gosh, that's an interesting connection.
Yeah, who was part of the cover-up.
Yes, no wonder she got famous.
Each case here, the teacher has a vested interest that is contrary to the presentation being given.
And think that these people teach our children or other people's children, and who knows what their connections are and how that would color their ability to teach accurate history or accurate events. Interesting. You never know who your child's teacher is going to be. So I guess it pays to teach them critical thinking and to maybe keep them home and homeschool them.
I'm having a great deal of difficulty hearing you. I'm sorry. It's kind of an ordeal trying to figure out what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe you could call me back if I have a better connection.
Okay. When we come up on a break, why don't we have the producer call you back? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you, yeah. If you make an effort to speak a little more loudly, yeah.
Okay.
My hearing is not that good, but generally I can understand people.
Okay. I've got my volume up quite high.
Yeah, I hear that your producer said that he could hear me fine, but it's really straining my ears to hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll try harder here.
Maybe that would do it. If you
okay.
just try harder.
Or maybe we could call you back when the
break. Well,
this is
pretty good if you speak up.
Okay. Well, I'm really kind of soft-spoken to begin with.
Well, maybe that's it.
So, anyway. Okay, what I was saying was that, you never know who your children have as teachers and what they're going
yeah.
to be learning. And seriously, I mean, if their teaching is based on their connections to, like, the FBI, then your child is certainly not going to get a good education. Somebody in the chat room said that it's probably a bad connection. So anyway, yeah, we'll have them call you back. But gosh, it is very interesting. To say the least.
I'm going to do my review of the book by Dolly Kyle because it reminds me a lot of the L.D. Brown book, which is self-published. He was very close to Bill Clinton, just as Dolly was extremely close to Bill Clinton.
How close are we talking? As close as he's been to,
we're talking long
a few hundred
time.
Other people?
Yes, long-time paramour.
Wow.
I mean, she confesses to a sex addiction, which she says is Bill's problem, too.
Wow. I would be confessing to anything like that if I had that problem.
Well, she really lays it all out there. She says that she was actually, when she was like, 17 years old, she was raped by one of Bill's friends who drugged her and raped her. And she says that people who have had that experience, they can go in several different directions. One of the directions they can go, you know, they can just turn against all men, become frigid, or they go the other direction and become promiscuous, which is what she did.
Or they can start damaging themselves, hurting themselves, develop feelings of self-hatred, and all kinds of things. Of course, that I think that happens when children are abused when they're very, very young, say under five or something like that. But what
but
a terrible experience.
Reading the book, though, you know, that I think I'll make this point when I do the review. Surely that was a traumatic experience in her life. But you get the impression that it was not as traumatic as when she first met Hillary Clinton.
Oh, really?
So she knew from Bill that Bill was living with her at law school in New Haven, Connecticut, in Yale, and he talked about her freely and pillow talk to Dolly, and she had this mental picture of her, which was entirely different. She couldn't believe her when she was in her hippie stage at that point. She didn't shave her legs. She didn't wear makeup. She wore these Coke bottle thick glasses, and according to Dolly, she didn't bathe either. And she smelled.
Oh, we're talking about Hillary Clinton. Wow.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah. I mean,
so he was living with Hillary Clinton, but sleeping with Dolly.
He was living with, and she just. You know, and Dolly's beautiful and a charming Southern woman. I mean, really desirable. And it just stunned her. You know, this is the person you're telling me about?
So what,
you're
what
living with this person?
What attracted Bill Clinton to Hillary Clinton, or to Hillary Rodham?
Well, she has two explanations. One is just mutual ambition. That's really more the R. Emmett Terrell's explanation to their mutual ambition. But her big one's a psychological one. She took a lot of, maybe she's taking too many psychology courses. But Bill was raised the first 4 years of his life by his grandmother, who was known as just about the meanest person in that part of Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they say, you know, people are attracted to the women that are like their mother. Well, Bill's mother was nothing like Hillary. Bill's mother was also a notorious party girl and extraordinarily promiscuous, which to the point of nobody's quite sure who the real father of Bill Clinton is.
Well, we hear that it was a Rockefeller. And,
that's,
I mean, there's all kinds of stories.
All kinds of stories, yeah. But she says, you know, that this Bill Blythe is supposed to be his birth father. She says she could not have been, because at the time of conception, he was still overseas in the military.
Oh, well, that's interesting. And so yeah. Bill was also a serial rapist and still is, right?
Yeah. But anyway, they had a custody battle between the mother and the grandmother, because the grandmother, while Virginia, Clinton, Blythe, Kelly, a whole bunch of men, the last name she's had, she went off to nursing school to become a nurse anesthetist, which gave her a pretty good career in due time, but... while she's off to the nursing school, she dumps her child, little Bill, on her mother.
Huh.
And her mother then gets really attached to him, you know. And
wow.
Probably her mother, being kind of a straight arrow, is not, just doesn't like the idea of giving this child back.
Sure.
To her.
Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Okay, you want me to hang up so you can call me back?
Yeah, they'll call you right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Our guest today is Dave Martin. He is known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. And we're talking about Bill and Hillary. And I can't imagine Bill being attracted to her. Now, somebody in the chat room said that they're cousins. And they posted a picture of Bill Clinton. Now, he just turned 70 yesterday. And this photo that was posted, he's got spots all over his face. And somebody else said, well, the same person said, it looks like he's got Kaposi's sarcoma. But anyway, why would Bill be attracted to somebody like Hillary, the way that you describe her? The way that she was.
Well, that's Dolly Kyle is certainly mystified by it completely, you know. I mean, sounds like just to be close to her, you need a clothespin on your nose, too, and that would be about the biggest turnoff I can imagine.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. How disgusting.
And then she has this fierce temper, and she's extremely abusive. She also says that... He almost always referred to her as the warden.
Wow.
Among his friends, you know, like, the warden's not here, we're going to play.
That is amazing. That now, when Clinton was installed at the White House, she announced that people were getting a package deal, that if they got him, that she was part of the package. And I wonder if she did a lot of the decision-making. I wonder if she was the power behind the throne, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, maybe in some ways. I know that I've heard that she was pushing for more aggressive military action in the Balkans than he was in favor of, and so that Balkan policy originates more with Hillary than with Bill. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think of the books I've read that's well addressed one way or the other.
Right. I know that they also really, really worked with the medical industrial complex to get psych drugs into the population. I mean, they were really big on psych drugs, especially for children.
Well, I mean, anything having to do with drugs, they're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah, like mean airport. I mean, if you can't do the illegal drugs, hey, let's do the legal prescription drugs. Either way, they have a hand in it, right?
Yeah. This is there. I tell you, Hillary, I can't see her as a lesser of any two evils that I know of.
Yeah, she's something else.
And this personality of hers, you know, it pops up. I don't know if you've been following Gary Burns' book, The Former Secret Service Agent.
No, but I understand that she was just a real witch to everybody that worked with her or that provided security. She was a witch to the military. She was just a real piece
of
work.
It goes back to the Arkansas troopers, too, the security coterie around Bill. I mean, they would just despised her, and she treated them like dirt.
Yes, I understand that.
It's incredible. She's just an extremely abusive personality and a ferocious temper. I mean, and the best summing up is in the cook, who's identified only by what they knew her as Miss Emma, clearly black, the main cook at the governor's mansion. It's in The Clinton's War on Women by Roger Stone and Robert Mara. They have the Larry Patterson quote in three different places in the book. His quote of Miss Emma, who simply says, "The devil's in that woman."
That's a real subtle thing to say, huh?
Wow. I mean,
Dave, we're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin. He is known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. Dave, in the chat room. Our chat room is very, it's just, our chatters are very astute. They're just really terrific people. And somebody said that they were kind of paired before they were, you know, they actually met, that they were, somebody had decided that these two were going to get married. And in order for that kind of a thing to happen, there had to be something within each of their families that would make it essential or beneficial for a certain group of people to have these two marry. So what was it about, if this is true, if they were designed to get married, if they were deigned to get married because they were both power seekers, and apparently she was his handler, and she was obviously a witch and still is. What was it about the Rodham family and the Clinton family?
I think that they're both CIA agents, and I think the company, it's like an arranged marriage of convenience. These are two people that they got on their fast track for future leaders of the country, and that they'll be good willing puppets of theirs. CIA's engaged in all sorts of nefarious things. I mean, the CIA was deeply involved in the Kennedy assassination. Everybody, I think everybody knows that. So we now have the government that is run by the people that killed JFK. And CIA is deeply involved in that, this is the type of leaders you get when they're running the country. That's my theory about it. And the CIA is very much connected to the mob. None of the books I'm communicating with Dolly by email, and I've never asked her this, and it's not in a book, and it's not in anybody's book on the Clintons. Why Bill Clinton went to Georgetown University. Now, he professed to be a Southern Baptist. I was raised Southern Baptist. Might as well go to Moscow University if you're a Southern Baptist. This is Catholic.
Right. Yes.
Now, you'd say, well, he wanted to be close to power. Well, you know, George Washington University was founded by Baptists, and American University, also in D.C., was founded by Methodists. He could have gone to either one of those. Why Georgetown? Well, I have read that a lot of mobsters send their kids to Georgetown. And Hot Springs has this mob connection. And that comes through very strongly in Dolly's book, which is also in another book that I have reviewed. Well, a couple of books by Roger Morris, Partners in Power, the Clintons and Their America, and The Power and the Money, written with his wife, Sally Denton, The Power and the Money in Las Vegas and Its Hold on America. And he talks about the similarity, why Bill was very very comfortable with the crowd in Las Vegas, because it was really just like Hot Springs. Hot Springs is the only difference in the gambling that went on in Hot Springs was technically illegal. And Dolly concludes a lot of Bill's behaviors explained by growing up in Hot Springs, where really there were no laws and you could get by with almost anything if you had power and connection. His uncle Raymond, who was the most influential person on his life, did have power and connection and got by with almost anything. So, I mean, that's... But I think probably his Uncle Raymond was behind his going to Georgetown.
Oh.
And from there, you know, he makes further nefarious connections. And he's connected with the deep state early on. The deep state being our criminal government. Which is, you know, how does the CIA makes a lot of its money on illegal drugs?
Exactly. And he was involved in that, so...
Yeah, and another book I just finished reading, I would hardly recommend, by the way, it's The Unauthorized Biography of George Bush by Webster Tarpley and Anton Chaitkin, a couple
right.
of LaRouches. But it's a terrific book, and you see this the connection of drug smuggling goes way back. A Skull and Bones was founded by a guy who made his fortune on the opium trade.
Oh, absolutely. Skull and Bones at Yale. I mean,
yeah.
that's where she went to school. You'd have to wonder why she would go to Yale, how she got there, why she went there.
And why did Bill go there? And how does he get a Rhodes Scholarship? He's never been a particularly outstanding student.
Exactly.
And usually they're people of, you know, they're students and athletes. And when I visited the campus of Davidson College, where Vince Foster was 2 years behind me, my student host was a varsity basketball player, and I was really impressed by how conscientious he was. Well, 2 years later, he gets a Rhodes Scholarship. But he's the typical Rhodes Scholar type, you know. He's an athlete. But Bill is he's just a schmoozer. He was an extremely indifferent student at Oxford and never got a degree there. And also apparently raped a girl there.
I guess he does that wherever he goes. If Bill's around,
well, there's another curiosity. You know, this I've never heard of him. There's nothing at Georgetown that I've heard of. You know, it seemed like at every stop, when he was a law professor at University of Arkansas, you know, he had an affair with a girl who committed suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
With a student?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And you always put that in quotes, committed suicide. And then, it was a case in Oxford, but you wonder, I'd never heard of any. Did he really behave himself at Georgetown? It's hard to believe.
Yes.
But I don't know. Nobody's explained why he went to Georgetown. But, the illegal drugs, it's a regular thread through it all. And it continues with the current administration. I have a four-verse poem of four lines each called Barack's Darkest Secret.
Oh, please share it. You're such a good
Which raises a lot of current issues. You know, our local Channel 4 is running a series on the opioid. They call it opioid epidemic, and they make it sound like it's prescription drugs, but it's not prescription drugs. It's cheap heroin. It's killing people.
Wow.
Cheap heroin. You can't say it enough. And cheap heroin of wildly varying potency. So people don't know what they're getting when they shoot up with it.
Well, they are also using a lot more opioid drugs, prescription opioids.
Yeah, but it's not, what's killing people is not prescription drugs. You know how much you're getting when you take a prescription drug. You don't know what you're getting when you take this stuff you bought on the street.
Sure.
Anyway, it's called Barack's Darkest Secret. If Obama were to go Bullworth, what might he go Bullworth about? What would be most shocking and telling if he were to blurt it out? What about the heroin upsurge and the wave of young lives we've lost? What's behind this massive tragedy with its sickening human cost? It's to his Afghan policy that the heroin glut is owing. He's keeping our troops in country so the opium keeps on blowing.
Ah.
To our vile press propagandists, it's no foul, no harm. While the sinister ones behind them get a financial shot in the arm. That's the story. That is what you're not being told, people.
Well, it seems that since World War II ended, that all of the wars that have been conducted by the U.S. military have been associated with the transportation of drugs or the planting of drugs or something to do with drugs, whether you're talking
about Vietnam is Alfred McCoy's book.
That's a good book.
Golden Triangle and the Politics
yes.
of Heroin, I think.
Yes.
I have a friend who saw an airplane and loaded up with it. Well, a military airplane loaded up with it in Vietnam, headed to the States.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
From a veteran friend of mine. It was a first-hand experience. But that explains why we're sticking in Afghanistan.
Right, and that's the only reason that they invaded, because they wanted to have the spring crop, poppy crop, and the Taliban had said, no, we're not going to grow poppies anymore. We're not going to do a cash crop. We are going to plant food. We're going to plant produce to feed our country, and that they weren't going to have that. So, bombs away.
Yeah. Also, when Clinton was president, our war against Serbia, all this barrage of propaganda, which is all fundamentally untrue about how they were persecuting the poor people in Kosovo.
Right.
The Kosovo KLF, a bunch of drug smugglers, the Kosovo Liberation Front. I mean, it's organized crime that they were trying to suppress in Kosovo. You know, in that case, we were on the side of the Muslims against the Christians. You know, but the Muslim drug smugglers, they made a big case for all this poor persecuted country.
Right.
But Kosovo was, you know, Albanians, immigrants from Albania had become a majority like Southern California. It's as though Southern California decided to secede and create its own country from the majority of immigrants that have taken over.
Right. Now it seems like the whole state's burning up because of the stupid little fish. They quit building dams and did some other things that that reduced their supply of water. And to save this little fish that nobody cares about, but to heck with all the people and all the people whose houses are being burned up and the millions of miles that are being burned, it just makes me sick. I grew up in California. It was a beautiful state. It was a wonderful state, just beautiful. It just makes me sick what's happened in California.
Well, it kind of goes way back. H.O. Mencken has a great essay called The Champion that begins of these 48 sovereign states, as he calls it, which is the worst. And then he speculates on some like Tennessee, Iowa, it could be, but he concludes California.
Yeah.
He rephrases this question, in which of them is a civilized man most uncomfortable?
Right. Yeah. That's why I left there a long time ago. As soon as I was old enough to know better, I left. But but it is interesting that that things that happen in California usually move eastward and catch on in other states. So if something's going on in California, it's going to catch on eastward.
It's a big trendsetter for the rest of the country. That's
sure,
for sure
is. Now, somebody mentioned in the chat room, and I've talked about this before, about the committee that was investigating Nixon during Watergate. The head person in charge of this actually fired Hillary because she was a liar and because of her incompetence. What's your take on that?
I have read both ways. I have read that she wasn't actually fired, but she was not. I'm not sure what the truth is, but she didn't get along very well with that committee. Yeah. That she had problems with it. Also, Dolly Kyle tells us that she flunked the bar exam for D.C.
Huh.
I hadn't heard that anywhere else, but I imagine she knows what she's talking about. She wouldn't have said it.
Right.
She's a lawyer herself, is Dolly Kyle.
Sure.
Have you ever heard that Hillary, this brilliant woman, failed a Yale product? You'd think that she'd be really sharp. But Dolly tells us that she flunked the D.C. bar exam.
Huh.
And was able to pass it in Arkansas.
Which had
she also another revelation in her book is about of course her law practice is big deal. She was made partner at the Rose Law Firm. Kind of helps when your husband is the governor.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Talk about rainmaker.
Yes.
It's all kinds of conflicts of interest that you can. But that's the Hillary's. The Clintons' middle name is conflict of interest.
Right.
You know, and of course, it's turn around when she became Secretary of State, and he's got this Clinton Foundation running up and running, then they return the favor.
Right.
You know, that's
sure,
been their
just pay everybody
operandi.
Off. Yes.
She also shed some light on Webb Hubble going to jail. You know, this overbilling. That's what he was accused and convicted of, overbilling his clients. She says that this overbilling was with the full cooperation of the clients. It's just another form of bribery. And that Hillary engaged in it just in even more than Webb Hubble did. is just another way of bribing the governor. You do business with his wife, and you pay her twice or more than what her services are worth. That's one way to do it. Makes a lot of sense.
Indeed.
Yeah. But this type of crookedness, it's in her DNA, apparently.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it just makes me... I don't know how people can live with themselves like that, who behave in such a way. We are going to go to a break just momentarily, and we'll come back and pick up this nauseous subject when we come back. But it's interesting. We all like to eavesdrop. Okay, we'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dave Martin. He is known as DC Dave. His website is DCDave.com, and we are talking about the Wicked Witch, Hillary Clinton. And I read a book, or I read part of a book, that talked about her personal life. It's written by Ike. Oh my goodness. I could not really read the stuff about her because I felt like I was reading some sort of pornographic literature.
Oh, my.
I mean, it was awful. Now, she has this individual, Huma, is that how you pronounce her name? Her assistant.
Huma Abedin?
Yeah, her assistant.
Huma Abedin.
Wasn't her assistant the wife of Anthony Weiner?
Right.
Of infamous fame?
Right.
Whenever I think of a female assistant for Hillary, I always think back about this book that I partially read, and I thought, yeah, sure, I bet she's the assistant. You know, I just... Sometimes you read something, you can't get it out of your mind.
I have a four-liner called Corrupt Royalty concerning that.
Okay.
Should Hillary Rodham Clinton become our evil queen, who will be her Rasputin? Perhaps Consort Abedin.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
You know, and Huma Abedin's father is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, I understand.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, I understand.
The Saudi family in some ways, I think.
Now, I had a guest on last week in the last hour that talked. I talked to briefly about the Muslim Brotherhood before he was on the program. We had a nice telephone conversation, and he mentioned the fact that Hillary had special meetings with the Muslim Brotherhood. And so, although we didn't cover that on the program because we ran out of time,
the star of their Democratic convention was the immigration lawyer who lectured Trump on the Constitution.
Right.
You know, whose son was in military intelligence, and probably, you know, he drew the short straw. He wasn't in a combat operation, just unfortunately got himself killed, but he was probably drumming up business among the... He makes tons of money on rich people trying to get out of Arab countries.
Oh, wow. Well, I understand that the Clinton Foundation paid that gentleman, and it was his mother. They paid them quite a lot of money to speak out at the convention. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.